Congress and many states are trying to require restaurant chains to post nutritional information on their menus. Things like calorie, fat, carb, and fiber count. The restaurant industry opposes such mandates, arguing that the market will naturally respond to consumer demand. And one popular restaurant chain already has. NPR's Patricia Naimond reports.
Buffalo tenders platter.
What about
mild?
The lunchtime crowd at Ruby Tuesdays in Pentagon City outside Washington, D.C. As customers peruse their menus, there's something new, company official Michael Hedrick.
Each one of our food items has total calories, total fat grams, net grams for carbs, and total grams for dietary fiber to offer our guests more informed decisions.
So, for example, you can get a low-carb peppercorn Chilean salmon fillet with creamed mashed cauliflower and steamed sugar snap peas, 585 calories, 32 grams of fat, 19 grams of carbohydrates, and 10 grams of fiber. Or you can opt for a colossal burger, 1,677 calories, 114 grams of fat, 73 carbs, and 5 grams of fiber. Clearly, a healthy and a not-so-healthy alternative.
I did notice the low carb and all this new stuff.
But did it make any difference in what anybody ordered?
Absolutely not.
Low carb don't appeal to me.
A no low carb and a no diet.
I'm not into low carb either.
For me, I mean, I'm not into nutritional food, so it does have no impact for me.
It will definitely influence my decision, but it's something I always keep in the back of my mind. If I want a healthy alternative, I can still come to like my favorite restaurants and get that selection.
From the manager's point of view, Michael Hedrick says customers do seem to be paying attention to the new nutritional information. That's why Ruby Tuesdays decided to put it on the menu in the first place.
To be honest with you, more than 50 million people are dieting, and there are a lot of the low-carb diets that gained a lot of popularity from figures like Oprah or Dr. Phil. As a result of that, our guests said, you know, please offer us menu items so that we can, whatever diet we're on, we can have choices.
While Ruby Tuesdays is leading the way with alternative choices and nutrition information, other restaurants are also making changes. Lee Culpepper is chief lobbyist for the National Restaurant Association.
First off, the quick service segment has been very actively promoting that they have nutritional information available. And so Wendy's, Burger King, McDonald's, among other chain restaurant companies, have been very active, very proactive in trying to get information out, first on the internet and now trying to do so more through the stores themselves, through brochures or menu boards that are up on the wall that provide additional nutritional information.
And the chain restaurant Applebee's has partnered with Weight Watchers so customers can calculate their diet points when they dine out. Culpepper says restaurants are evolving to meet consumer demand, but not fast enough, according to Michael Jacobson, who directs the Center for Science in the Public Interest. Jacobson says the brochures at fast food restaurants are hard to find, the menu boards hard to see, and many people find it inconvenient to surf the net before they go out to eat.
The single most important step the restaurant industry could take is for fast food restaurants to list calories right up on the menu board. So it would say Big Mac, 600 calories, $2.19. And table service restaurants have a little more space on printed menus where they could put the calories, the sodium, and the bad fat, saturated plus trans fat. The only restaurant chain that's doing that now is Ruby Tuesday, and I give them a lot of credit for putting nutrition information on the menus. It shows that it can be done.
Jacobson's center is backing proposals that would require chain restaurants to post nutrition information on their menus.
People don't have the foggiest idea how many calories are in these meals. When we first came out with our restaurant studies, the restaurant industry said, oh, people know how many calories there are in foods. So we did a test. We showed several meals to 200 professional dietitians. And it turned out they didn't know. They underestimated the fat and calorie content by 40 or 50%. So dietitians didn't know. People certainly don't know.
The Center for Science and the Public Interest recently surveyed a number of table service chains.
The single worst food we found was cheese fries with ranch dressing. That's kind of an appetizer. 3,000 calories, 4.5 days' worth of saturated fat. More fat than an untrimmed 1-pound prime rib steak.
If it was the law, restaurants would have to disclose information like this on their menus. But the industry strongly opposes such mandates. Again, Lee Culpepper.
At its core, restaurants are still more about art than science. There aren't prepackaged foods. Serving sizes wouldn't be the same. And I think the restaurant industry is moving forward in providing a lot of the information that others would want to have mandated, but the restaurants are doing it because customers are requesting it. And that's why I think, again, at the bottom line of this issue is about personal responsibility, requesting information, putting together for yourself a healthy diet.
The legislative proposals to mandate nutritional information would only cover chain restaurants like Ruby Tuesday's. They would not apply to that mom-and-pop diner down the street. But Jacobson says even that diner should provide nutrition information. Even small specialty restaurants, he figures, must know what they put in their food. Patricia Nament, NPR News.